Spirit Radio Podcasts.
The great Louis Armstrong once said, "Musicians don't retire, they stop when there's no more music in them." Well, that quote comes to mind when talking about Stephen Curtis Chapman, one of the leading contemporary Christian music artists of his generation. He shows no sign of retiring or indeed running out of music. He's just released a new book about his life and career called Between Heaven and the Real World. Dominic had a chance to catch up with him earlier this week. He started by asking Stephen if he could explain how he'd been making chart-topping music for the last four decades.
That's a good question, and I know it sounds like the cop-out answer or the over-spiritualized answer, but the only thing I can come up with when I consider it is the favor of God, the grace of God. And, you know, I think over the years what I've heard people say as I've, you know, listened to people respond to my music is just that they have felt like I've been a friend, you know, on the journey beside them. And I think that's what, you know, when people feel that way, connect to music. I mean, I have music that does that for me. You know, it's such a unique, powerful thing, this art form kind of gift of music that God gave us, and it connects us from very different lives and, you know, geographical places and even cultural experiences. But when you feel like somebody, you hear a song or you hear someone that you feel like, man, they get me, you know, they live the same life I live. They hurt, they question, you know, they feel lonely, they feel happy, they get, you know, three steps forward, two steps back, you know, and here's somebody who, you know, who is walking alongside me. They're not way out ahead of me going, hey, I made it, I conquered, you know, you can too. They're walking alongside. And, you know, I think that's what people have said my music has done. And, you know, if I've done anything on my part as far as, you know, working at it from my side, just creatively, you know, I've tried to, because I want to communicate with where people are. I've tried to grow and learn musically through the years and evolve and change, but not change, you know, to the point that it's like, whoa, where'd my friend go, you know?
I mean, you've collaborated with a lot of other songwriters, and that's, you kind of referenced it a little bit there. For someone who's got all your experience and has had such a wonderful career, that shows a real willingness to be humble and to learn and to grow, which is quite remarkable.
Well, that has been a big part of the process. Is I feel like the people who, in whatever they do, most successful, and the people that I love working with, I love, you know, being around, and I've ingrained this a lot in my children's lives. You know, it's one of my many dad lectures, you know, is just stay teachable. You know, stay at a place where you can really be teachable, no matter how much you know, have succeeded or you know, whatever you've accomplished. There's just something so powerful and so important about being teachable. And I've tried to, you know, not just preach that, but practice it, I think, in my own life, because I realize, I mean, there's so much still that I can learn and would like to learn and hope to learn. And there's something really just creatively refreshing, and, you know, with co-writing, working with someone else who has a whole different unique set of gifts and perspective. And, you know, there's just really some pretty magical kind of things, you know, not to get all mystical, but they're just kind of this very unique sort of excitement that can happen when you're sitting in a room with another creative person and you kind of come up with an idea and you look at each other and you kind of get that, you know, you get the goosebumps, you know, or, you know, you kind of go, oh, that's a good idea. You know, you're high-fiving. You know, it's cool when that happens when you're alone, but when you're with someone, it's a whole lot more fun to celebrate those kind of moments, too.
Yeah.
So it's always creatively exciting to get to, you know, do that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear you talk about being, you know, staying teachable and being willing to grow. I mean, one of the things that a lot of people would remark on in your career is the way that you work with your family, with your sons. I mean, how do you work just to keep everybody grounded through that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like any of us, you know, the things that we hope for and desire the most are the things that we will invest our time, you know, and effort into. You know, I think the one of the scripture versions of that is, you know, where your treasure is, there's where your heart is going to be as well. I think for me, the desire to certainly to communicate and connect well with the audience that I feel like, you know, and the friends that God has allowed me to have a relationship with through my music over the years, and to keep being fresh with that and to keep growing. But far greater than that has been my desire to, you know, have a relationship with my family, with my wife and my sons and my daughters, and now my grandchildren, if you can believe that. But, you know, just to know, to get to the end of a journey and have all this success in the world, again, as cliche as it may sound, you know, is very meaningless if the people closest to me, who know me best and that I have the deepest relationship with, don't feel important and don't feel loved and pursued. And so I've been, you know, very blessed in that, you know, my sons, for example, are amazing musicians and, you know, now touring and doing their own music and all of that with their band Colony House. But I had a chance to have those guys on the road with me for 4 or 5 years touring in my band. And that was, you know, one of the greatest seasons of my ministry and my life ever, you know, to get to have them actually with me, going to work with me every day, so to speak. But even, you know, aside from that, just being involved in their lives and staying connected with them, you know, it's been a real challenge through the years in a lot of ways, but it's been such a important thing. And I feel like my wife and I, even now, are, you know, getting to enjoy some of the fruit of that labor. And again, the grace of God, you know, that has held us together even through great tragedy and pain and loss and all of that. So again, very thankful.
We've been privileged to have an advanced copy of your book. We've all been reading it. What are you hoping that people will get when they read this book, Stephen? It's a powerful piece of work, but what do you hope people will come away with?
Well, I really say it at the beginning of the book, and I really mean it. You know, I wrestled in the process a lot with thinking about, you know, why would I, this is going to be a long book. I mean, I'm going to do my best to not make it Lord of the Rings trilogy or something, because I've got so much story to tell, you know, and so many things that I want to tell and talk about. But why would I want somebody to sit and take the time to do this? And I really at times thought, you know, even though, yeah, I've won awards and I've had a great adventure, as it were, with the music and all of that, you know, my story is it's no more important than anybody else's story. It may have, you know, some flashy moments and some really dark moments, but we all have those in our own context. And why would I ask somebody to take the hours that it would be to take this journey with me? And I really, the reason what kind of compelled me and kept me compelled in the process was thinking that, you know, if someone can find encouragement, just like they have through my music, if somebody can feel less alone on the journey, they can kind of look beside them and go, hey, there's this guy who struggled. And I'm afraid to even acknowledge how hard I'm struggling, or how confused I am, or how, you know, doubtful I feel, or whatever. But man, this guy, you know, this friend of mine told me his story, and I was able to find myself in that story and be encouraged in my own journey and my own story. And to get to the last page and close it, and really my hope and prayer is that people would just be able to say, God, you know, God is faithful. If God's been faithful in this guy's story like this, then I can trust him more to be faithful in mine. So that really is my hope.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.